There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
FCS football game from Frisco, Texas. Hey, everybody, I'm Scott Hennon. We got Todd, the radio guy, back at the K-Fire studios, manning the controls. Somebody had to stay home. Otherwise, I think whoever's...
And as usual, it's me, but that's fine.
Whoever's left should shut the lights off, because by checking that bison tracker, we got a lot of folks down here. I'm looking at a bunch of them right now in the lobby of the Dallas Plano Marriott at Legacy Town Center, which is the alumni headquarters, and in fact, I'm broadcasting from the lobby, and right next to me is an impromptu, I don't know what you call this. I guess there's an impromptu store. They just put a store up in the lobby of Bison Apparel and all kinds of goodies and from Cowboys.
Jeez, after 4 years, you think they'd make a permanent one, wouldn't they?
They might as well, for crying out loud. So anyway, a lot of fun. Busy program today. We're going to catch up with a couple of Bison players, the coach himself, Chris Kleiman, will join us. We're going to talk with the new athletic director, and then Andy S. Here. We're going to talk with a legend, NFL Hall of Famer, former Bison, part of the broadcast team that you'll hear on the big game tomorrow on 550 K Fire, of course, that being the one and only Phil Hansen. We're also going to check in with Senator John Hoeven. He, along with Congressman Kramer, doing a little betting with some of their Illinois colleagues on the big game, but also, of course, the Keystone XL pipeline is big news back home as well. And we get to find out what's on your mind about the game, about Paris, France, and that show down there, about anything else in the news. We have a little trash talking going on, the most iconic restaurant in North Dakota, on the Facebook page. We're going to get to that. Here's the telephone number to join the discussion. And by the way, if you're listening, making your way down, we want to hear from you. So give us a call and let us know about the road trip, too, because a lot of folks just plain old road trip it down to Frisco, Texas for the big game. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Caught up with Chris Kleiman and asked him, hey, you're new as head coach, not new to the team, obviously, but new as head coach, and you got a new athletic director. What do you think of your new boss, who's manning the NDSU athletic department? Here's what Coach Kleiman had to say about that. Well, I don't hear him. Do you, Todd?
Nope.
Yeah. He did tell us.
Must not have much to say then, huh?
Well, put it this way. It was all good. It was all good. And Matt Larson, the new athletic director at NDSU, does join us on the phone right now. Matt, how are you?
Good, Scott. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that Coach Kleiman said, if we could hear it, was that being a former college football player yourself and having a knowledge of football, it's really been a neat partnership, and he's as excited for you as he is for everybody else to experience this right out of the chute. How's it been for you?
It's been great, and to be honest with you, I'm happy as can be for Chris and his staff. Anytime a new staff comes in, even though Chris was here last year, you know, to do what they've been able to do with this group and certainly the senior leadership on this program, in this program, really just speaks to, you know, just I think where the program is as a whole. And so I'm really happy for him and his guys that they were able to get back here for a fourth year in a row.
So just describe, what this takes to get, logistically everything that needs to be done. You're obviously juggling many hats. Obviously, the team and all the operations are important, but there's a whole lot of folks that descend on Frisco, and any of the Bison faithful that have been here have seen it for themselves. They know what it's like, but for those that haven't, described what it takes to pull this all off.
It's quite an operation when you're moving, you know, the team and certainly trying to get all our fans down here. The nice thing is about being here for 4 years in a row, it's a pretty well-oiled machine now between our staff who understands what we need to do. And, you know, you always tweak things a little bit, but having our staff been in place the last 3 years, they understand what we need to do. And more importantly, our fans know what to do. You know, in a lot of cases, our fans, they already have their travel plans in place. They already had their tickets in place. And so they were just waiting for the Bison to make the game. And so that helps a lot when, you know, people have just been there before. And so credit to our staff, who's done a great job of just kind of knowing what to do. And because anytime you're moving that large a group, There's a lot of logistics. There's a lot of things that go into place, and it's been seamless so far. So credit to our staff.
How intimidating is this for the opponents? I mean, you were here the first time the Bison won when they played Sam Houston State at your previous place in playing at Stony Brook there, and obviously saw what this looks like from an opponent's side. But even for the Illinois State folks and for other opponents, this could be pretty intimidating to have this kind of level of fan support, and it's like a home game, right?
Well, and that's what I was going to say. You never think you're going to go to a national championship game and face a hostile crowd. And, you know, we're just so fortunate that our fans have been able to turn it into a home game for our team. And I think we've seen the benefit. And the other thing certainly is our guys haven't been here before. You know, a lot of the distractions that are built in, our guys have seen it. They've dealt with it before. And so I think that's certainly an advantage for our guys, just kind of knowing what to expect. But the home crowd certainly helps.
Do you have any idea how many tickets will be in the hands of the green and gold fans tomorrow?
You know, I would guesstimate somewhere probably in the 17,000 to 18,000. And you know, as I said earlier, the tougher part for us to not have an exact number is because so many of our fans didn't go through us. You know, they went through Toyota Stadium, they went through the FCS, and again, they were very proactive in going out and getting their own tickets. So, but I know we'll probably have a strong 17,000 to 18,000 there tomorrow, and then there'll be the folks that don't have tickets but came down to celebrate, and they'll be outside in the tailgate lot.
Yeah, that's pretty extraordinary. When you think of 21,000 fans that holding 17,000 to 18,000 in the hands of Bison faithful, that's nothing short of extraordinary. Explain what you think is going to happen in that matchup tomorrow. Got Illinois State, got a conference rival who, ironically, we didn't play this year. So this is really, you couldn't script it any better from the standpoint of trying to figure that out. They've had a great season. NDSU has. What do you expect in the game tomorrow?
Yeah, and I think when you look at the season and the way it played out, I think it played out the right way. I think the two best teams remaining in the country are playing each other tomorrow, and I think we match up very well. I think it's going to be a hard fought game, a well played game. We're physical and athletic. They're physical and athletic, and so I think our fans are going to get a great game tomorrow. But I know our guys will be ready. You know, they always are. The coaches always have them prepared, and I know they'll be ready to go. And again, I think having the edge of being here before certainly goes in our favor.
You know, there are so many residual benefits from a game like this and the attention that comes with it and everything else. And as athletic director, obviously those are things that are pretty important when you look at the grand scheme of what you're trying to accomplish. Put it into some sort of sense of quantifying what getting to a national championship game, again, and the attention that comes with it. You know, a season that started with College Game Day, in Fargo at NDSU and ends again with another national championship run. What's that mean for the program overall and the school overall?
I think just the visibility that we've received through this national championship run for the last 4 years, that started the love affair with ESPN and them coming out for game day 2 years, when they've seen the last couple of years what our fan base is like and how passionate they are, that's why they came to Fargo. And so for us, just the visibility for the state of North Dakota, the city of Fargo, NDSU, and certainly our football program, the visibility you can't put a price tag on. And so tomorrow, in over 150 million homes, people are going to be watching the Bison play. And so that's just a priceless investment for us and what it's going to do for our football program and our athletic department.
All right, let's kick off the Mutual Admiration Society. First of all, as promised, here is Coach Chris Kleiman on our guest, the athletic director at NDSU, Matt Larson.
Matt's been awesome. He's been so fun to work with. He understands football because he was a football player. I've really enjoyed our journey so far, and I know that we're just scratching the first surface with our relationship, and I'm sure that when he interviewed in September and saw us and said, boy, this is a pretty good football team, and then he kind of started going through it that, you know, I'm excited for Matt to be here as well, for Matt Larson to be a part of this journey and to get to the championship game. I'm excited to share in it with him on Saturday, and nothing but high praise for Matt.
All right, so that's the coach on his new athletic director. What does the athletic director think of his coach?
You know, I've been around in my 20-plus years of athletic administration. I've been around a lot of coaches in a lot of different sports. And, you know, immediately Chris and I hit it off, and we just clicked. And I told him when I interviewed that myself and the football coach, we need to be attached to the hip. We need to have a great relationship. And it's been nothing short of that since I've gotten there. And he just gets it. he gets it at so many levels. And when you're at practice, I like to get out to practice. I like to watch our coaches coach. I like to watch how our coaches interact with our student athletes. And to me, you always know when a coach has his guys, when he's up in front of them talking, there's not a sound to be heard. And there are 105 pairs of eyes locked in on him. And to me, that's just a credit to the type of person he is, the way he interacts with the players. And so I couldn't be happier that Chris Klein is our head football coach.
Matt, thanks for the time today, and enjoy it. Soak it all in. Should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to a great 24 hours and a countdown to the kickoff. Thanks a bunch.
Hey, Scott. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Good to catch up with you, Matt Larson, the athletic director of NDSU. More to come on our live broadcast in Frisco today. I want to thank, by the way, our friends at First International Bank of Trust. We have the First International Bank of Trust studios coming in live from Frisco, Texas. We're going to call this like their 23rd location today, since they have 22 across North Dakota and Minnesota and Arizona, and been at it since 1910. That's right. Over 100 years delivering on that mission of helping dreams come true one customer at a time. More from Frisco, Texas. Talk at Bison Football and lots more today on What's On Your Mind after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Here's a word from our Go Bison sponsor, the First International Bank of Trust, bringing you the studios live from Frisco, Texas today. You know, the heritage of First International Bank is really something when you think about it. They've been doing this since 1910, delivering on that mission of helping dreams come true one customer at a time, banking locally, responsibly, just as they always have. They continue to make that a priority, support individuals and communities where they live and work. With 22 locations, 16 in North Dakota, 3 in Minnesota, 3 in Arizona. We're talking about local lenders, personal bankers, trusted investment representatives, mortgage officers, insurance agents. And coming in 2015, an exciting year for First International Bank of Trust, a new location in Minot in North Hill. And look for another location in the home state of North Dakota for breaking ground as well. Continually looking for new products and services to offer you their wonderful customers. Whether you need personal, business, or farm credit, the local lenders will provide personal, professional attention and walk you through all types of loans available to help you choose the best fit. And Go Bison from First International Bank and Trust. Thank our fine sponsors of our Go Bison broadcast, including Gates Manufacturing out of Lansford, North Dakota. I love their story. In the 70s, Mike and Pat Gates started developing equipment that didn't exist, but it was needed on their family farm. So soon enough, a lot of farmers saw the equipment and said, you know what, I want some. And Gates Manufacturing was born. So they built equipment with one simple philosophy ever since. Build it to perform, build it to last. A lot of the larger manufacturers don't stay current with what you need, farmers, for today's conditions and practices. But at Gates Manufacturing, they do. They listen to farmers. They design their products accordingly, just like Mike did when he made that first original Heavy Harrow. First of its kind in the industry, and other manufacturers follow the lead. And they've grown now to offer a full line of light tillage and attachment products via dealer near you, but a few things have stayed the same. Their values, their desire to help farmers and the family behind the company. And they continue to design innovative equipment and put it to work across the U.S. and the world. They're still developing and testing these products right here in North Dakota on the farms of relatives, friends, and the people that work for them. They don't just put their names on the equipment. They stand behind it, built to perform, built to last. Gates Manufacturing, Lansford, North Dakota.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? Is it Bison football, Frisco, Texas? I tell you what, down here it'd probably be the Green Bay Packer-Dallas Cowboy matchup. They've been talking a lot about that of late, counting down to a big weekend matchup as well. And then, there's a lot of Ducks fans down here too, and Buckeyes, because the big game's down here actually in Arlington on Monday. So this is the football world headquarters today. We're coming to you live and direct from the Legacy Town Center Marriott Hotel, which is the team headquarters, actually alumni headquarters, as a matter of fact, for the Bison. There's some Bison fans strolling around. They're starting a little slow today, not quite as crazy as last year. Maybe this is getting to be an old hat, see, but they are, the store's cranked up. They're going pretty good there. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com is our email address. If you want to weigh in by email as well, we're going to chat with the mayor of Frisco coming up here a little bit. This is a big deal. I mean, really, to have the, you heard the Matt Larson say 17, 18,000 fans descending on Frisco. They love North Dakota fans. So we'll talk with the mayor about what that means. Senator John Hovind will be here too. Big battle going on in the Keystone XL pipeline. Democrats filibustering it. President threatening to veto it. And of course, you know, the votes will happen. I think today in the House on this came out of committee in the Senate. Congressman Kevin Cramer also headed for Frisco this week. I'm not sure if Senator Hovind and Mikey are coming or not. I know the governor is not able to make it this year, but this attracts a whole lot of folks, so lots of fun. Also, before we're done today, former NDSU football great Phil Hansen will be here. We're going to catch up with a couple of Bismarck products that are very instrumental to the success of this team. Carson Wentz, the QB. Think about taking over for Brock Jensen and, you know, filling those shoes. Wow. You know, pretty amazing. And of course, a junior on this team. Also, Ashley Thornton's a senior linebacker. Going to catch up with him a little bit, too, and talk with a couple of the North Dakota locals, which is neat. There's some good, solid North Dakota, you know, talent on this team. So that's been fun to watch as well. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're on a quest to find somebody road tripping and listening on the way down. I know a lot of people make traditions out of this because it's been, you know, 4 years in a row. This is just built year to year to year to year, and people have a plan. I mean, they you know, they plan this out and get the reservations, get their tailgate spot, get all the, you know, the menu, the whole works. So, you know, that's pretty darn cool. Anyway, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Todd, ask me where I ate last night.
Did you eat last night?
I ate at an In-N-Out Burger. You ever been to an In-N-Out Burger?
Oh, you know, I hear those are fantastic. I have not, but I hear everybody rave about them.
Now, you're in Texas. The person, there actually was a little a meal for the media yesterday at the stadium. So, you know, they had the brisket thing there. So I checked the, you know, the Texas, you know, barbecue food box. And right by the hotel was this In-N-Out Burger. And I couldn't resist. And that comes on the heels of a new list. It's called the ThrillList.com that went out to identify the most iconic restaurant in every state in North Dakota and in D.C. And the winner for North Dakota was the Red Pepper. So I'm curious what our listeners think of that, the Red Pepper being the spot as the most seat. And by the way, we have some great burgers in North Dakota.
We have no doubt.
We have good burgers, but I would love to add In-N-Out Burger to that choice. You know, now we have the Sonics, which is kind of cool. Not in Bismarck yet, but certainly Minot and Fargo.
Which is ironic because in the Twin Cities, Sonics are closing left and right. So.
Is that right? Yeah, no, adding them here, yeah. And then the Woodhouse would be a dandy. But anyway, we have kind of a burger thing going on the Facebook page. Some people want Big Boy. They were you know.
We love our Big Boy in Bismarck, legendary since the mid-50s.
Yeah, and that's what somebody made the point. They said, well, you know, it has to be that. Rob actually said, I'd rate the Big Boy in Bismarck ahead of the Red Pepper, even if it's a drive and the place has been hopping since 1954.
That's just it. You see a huge line, and the line always goes fast enough, but you always see that line. I don't care if it's 30 below outside, you see that line waiting.
Now, Darren says, I like the Red Pepper, but the Cowboy Cafe in Medora, the only place where I've ever seen a real cowboy show up in a horse-drawn wagon. That's iconic. Alan says, seriously, a pop culture college after-bar hangout, if you're really looking for iconic, I'd look to nominate, with unanimous consent, Peacock Alley of Bismarck, a favorite visited by every North Dakota national politician and a few college kids since 1933.
A definite must, absolutely. Yeah.
So we have a little debate going on about this. If you'd like to weigh in on that, let us know what you think. What burger are we missing in North Dakota? Speaking of which, the Woodhouse could be right up there as iconic, couldn't it?
You know, the neat thing about the Woodhouse, too, is you sit in the booth and you pick up a old-fashioned telephone handset to place your order.
The Kegs in Grand Forks. Yeah, I know. I love that. I love that. You remember that, bringing the kids there when they were young. They just love that. or by phone sitting inside in a booth.
I know. You don't see that anymore. When's the last time somebody built a place where that was the way it was installed? I mean, that's been forever.
Yeah, no kidding. What else is I got? Well, let me go to Craig at Fargo. Craig's waiting away in here. Wants to talk Keystone XL pipeline, which is big news. We're going to talk with Senator Hoban here in a little bit. What a food fight we have going over that already. This Congress that supposedly is going to work together. Craig, what do you make of this battle?
You know, I've heard a lot of dumb things on MSNBC in my life, but the little bit I watch them. Last night, Ed Schultz, his argument was the Congress is wasting their time on the Keystone because the president has already said he's not going to veto it, so they shouldn't even bother. We didn't elect a king, last I heard. It's just amazing.
Yeah,
well, last I checked, vetoes can be overridden, too, right?
That's number one. But number two, think of that logic, Craig. If every time the president says, I don't like it or I'm going to threaten a veto, well, then, and then Congress just goes away on it, well, you know, you'd give him, as you say, king-like powers then, right? All he's got to say is, I don't like it or I'm going to veto it, and then they're supposed to cower in the corner. It didn't work like that.
And they wonder why nobody listens to him or watches him. What a MSNBC, I mean.
Yeah. Just no,
amazing.
That makes no sense whatsoever, and it ignores something rather important called the Constitution.
Yep. Okay, well, go Biden.
All right, appreciate the call. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. Here's the youngest fan I found so far. How are you, sir?
I'm great.
Who's this little girl?
This is Sadie.
How old's Sadie?
She's 3.
She's 3 years old.
Yep.
And she's wearing her Bison sweatshirt with the tag on already. Is this newly purchased?
It's brand new, yep.
It's brand new. I'll take the tag off. It's adorable. Where are you guys from?
Northern Minnesota.
Is that right?
Yep.
Where exactly?
Right by Hibbing, Nashwauk, Minnesota.
Okay.
Wow.
You just say Northern Minnesota because you figure nobody knows where that's at.
Exactly. Yeah, no one knows Nashwauk.
But I've actually been there.
No, I know where that's at.
Yeah, Todd does.
It's a nice place.
Yeah. So what's your NDSU connection?
I graduated from NDSU. My wife went there. We met at NDSU. Her dad went there. My brother and sister went there. So a lot of family have gone there.
That's cool. And this is a family affair? You bring everybody down?
Yep, we did. All my relatives are going to be at the game.
No kidding.
Yep.
And when did you come down?
We got here last night.
How'd you get here?
We drove.
You did? You got in the car?
Yep. Spent the night in Sioux City, Iowa, and made the rest of the drive yesterday.
Did you see Bison fans on the way down?
We saw a few, yep.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, for fun.
It was great.
Have you been here before?
I drove down in a big bus 2 years ago.
Is that right?
Yep.
And just said, I got to do this with the whole family.
Yeah, it worked out this year to get everyone down. So
that's fantastic. Is this Sadie's sister?
It is. This is Lucy.
Lucy has quite the get-up on. She has a little cheerleading outfit. Lucy, how are you?
I'm good.
Are you a Bison fan?
Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Yeah. How come you're a Bison fan? Because Mom and Dad are alumni and love the Bison?
Yes.
So you cheer for them?
Yes.
Very cool.
Apparently.
Apparently. Exactly. Well, say, go Bison.
Go Bison.
I love the necklaces. They're very beautiful.
Thanks.
Good to meet you guys. Take care.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. We're live from Frisco, Texas today. Going to chat with the mayor of Frisco in just a moment. And also, Brian in Jamestown has a Best Burger Joint in North Dakota contribution. Stay tuned, my friends.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
United Prairie Co-op, helping to bring you our broadcast from Frisco, Texas. The good folks are the premier provider of renewable fuels and agronomy products in the Newtown area. You know, from the very beginning of the U.S., the cooperative enterprise has been an important factor in the life and livelihood of our farmers and rural communities. Co-ops help develop the character, the economics, and the social and political life of our state and nation. United Prairie Co-op is proud to be a customer-owned cooperative providing exceptional, dependable service with the most talented, well-trained employees, providing modern facilities and equipment. And United Prairie Co-op is growing for tomorrow, too, by supplying today's customer and giving back to the communities they serve. As their communities grow, United Prairie Co-op is committed to growing and expanding to serve you, their customers, their communities, with pride, passion, foresight, and commitment while maintaining sound, profitable cooperative business practices. You can visit their stores. You can visit them online at unitedprairie.coop and make a decision to join today. United Prairie Cooperative, your co-op for today, tomorrow, and our future. Newtown, North Dakota.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
We are coming to you live and direct from Frisco, Texas. Actually, technically, we're in Plano, just a little bit south of Frisco, but the Frisco buzz is definitely here at the Marriott Legacy Town Square, where Toyota Stadium is at, and all the fun will happen. Tonight, we're going to chat with the mayor in just a moment. I want to, by the way, thank our sponsors who brought us here. That includes the First International Bank and Trust Studios that are live and direct here in Frisco all weekend long. Looking forward to this. Also, our friends at Ameripride, the folks that have successfully been providing linen, uniforms, floor care, and facility services to customers for nearly 125 years from their state-of-the-art production facilities in Fargo and Bismarck, tracking and delivery systems, fueled by innovation. They have 150 production facilities and service centers throughout the United States and Canada, and operation centers in Bismarck and Fargo, servicing distribution centers in Grand Forks, Aberdeen, Minot, Dickinson, Glendive. Number one choice in the Dakotas. Really have a strong track record of bringing industry-leading solutions to their customers. Do you know a typical Ameripride branch can wash like a year's worth of laundry for a family of four in like 18 minutes? Pretty incredible. Unbelievable. Anyway, we thank them and our other sponsors, First International Bank and Trust Studios, live from Frisco all weekend long, following the Bison Nation. Brian and Jamestown have been waiting to weigh in on our debate over the most iconic restaurant in every state in North Dakota. Every state in the nation, rather. North Dakota's ended up being Red Pepper. And, Brian, you have another suggestion?
I do. Not so much most iconic restaurant, but if you're looking for the best burgers in North Dakota, top three from 3-1, number three would be the Roadhouse Bar and Grill in Tappan, Deluxe Cheeseburger. You got to stop in, check it out. There was also a cafe in Glen Ullin. They had a burger. It was called the Cowboy Burger. Handmade buns, hand-patted beef, unbelievable. And my number one favorite is JL Beers on 13th and Fargo, the Humpty Dumpty Burger. Great beer, great service, good food, and go Bison.
Good suggestions there. I'm going to stop tapping. You've got me adding tapping to the list. I never had a burger in Tappan or Glen Ullin, so I had a few JL beers over the years. But this all started because I mentioned that I come to Texas and I eat at an In-N-Out Burger, for crying out loud. There's a lot of good food everywhere down here. Texas barbecue and, of course, great football, too. Brian, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. Mayor Meso is here. How are you, sir?
I am great. How are you?
Wonderful. The Frisco mayor. What do you think of North Dakota fans, anyway?
I think the fans of North Dakota know what I think of them. Been up there, did the coin flip this year, and we're excited to have you back.
That was pretty cool to have you come out for the opener and be there, and you've been rooting ever since for the Bison to return to your fine city, right?
Yeah, it was definitely an experience. You know, I was excited about it because I've seen you in our element down here several years in a row. I wanted to see what it was like up there, and it didn't disappoint. Let me tell you, the fans were exciting. I had a chance to visit with everybody during tailgating and, of course, see a great game.
So tell our listeners that haven't been down here what Frisco, Texas is all about.
Oh, boy, where do I start? Frisco is the fast-growing city in the U.S. and the last census, currently the second fastest. So just put in perspective, excuse me, the last time the fans were here last year, this time of year, we had 137,000 people in our city. Today we have 145,000. Several new buildings up, and of course, everyone driving up on that tollway could see the seven cranes up, the new world headquarters, the Dallas Cowboys is under construction. Lots of things change every year here, so it's a lot going on. We've opened five schools last year since you were here last. We'll open four more this year. Very young community, growing, and of course, we love our sports.
That is really neat. Part of the Dallas metropolitan area, but really got a lot of character that's really neat in Frisco. Toyota Stadium is where the big game will be. Holds about 21,000 folks, and I understand about 17,000 will be wearing green and gold. Huh?
Yeah, you know, we're used to that now. It's you're the home team, obviously, and you have been every year you're here. So it's going to be a great crowd, and hopefully the weather holds up, but it's going to be a exciting game, and it's a good matchup this year. You know, we've been watching both teams, and you all have created a dynasty, frankly. There's no other way to say it. Can't wait to see them on the field on Saturday.
Now, football-wise, is this the event of the year for Frisco?
Well, you know, football-wise, yeah, I would say it is. The NCAA Division I Football Championship, it's an exciting time. We prepare for it every year. It's our fifth year. We have one more year left on our contract. We have an expectation with the NCAA. Great partnership. We expect to see you here for a long time, so we hopefully see you back again after this game.
Do you recruit? Do you schmooze the NCAA? Talk a little bit about the effort to get to land this in the first place.
You know, people ask us that kind of question all of the time, or questions like, how do you land the Dallas Cowboys? A project that is a 12,000-seat enclosed stadium, 300,000-square-foot office building, an Omni Hotel, 16-story. You don't just go out there and get these things. You first have to build a foundation. Fargo knows this. Fargo's got a great foundation up there. You build a foundation, great public safety, great schools. A third of our population is below 17. And you build the things you need to build first, and things come to you. We're home. We have the presence of every professional team in the DFW area in Frisco. We're now home for the Cowboys, the Dallas, the Texas Rangers, their AA affiliate. The Rough Riders are here. We're home for the Dallas Stars professional hockey team, their corporate headquarters practice facility. Home for the Mavericks Development League, the Texas Legends, and Donnie Nelson. They play in Frisco. And FC Dallas, of course, the professional soccer. So it's a thing we've built over many years of hard work, and we're excited about it.
Now, explain the new Dallas Cowboys. You mentioned the stadium. So will are they going to be practicing in Frisco?
Well, actually, this is a new model. I think the best way is to go online and look at it. But it is actually their practice facility, yes. It's also their corporate headquarters for the Dallas Cowboys and all their affiliated companies. They have several of them. It's also a destination. It'll have a lot of retail, a lot of restaurants with balconies overlooking water. It's just a new model for the NFL. It's a significant project. There's actually a mile distance from Warren to Lebanon, basically the center of the Frisco. It's a mile long. We call it the $5 billion mile. That is how much development's taken place today on it, including the Cowboys. So that area, when you return next year, right, when the team returns next year, that will be almost completed. It will be open for the 2016 season. It's an event-centered, modeled after the Fargo Dome. You know, a couple of years ago, I was up there, and people were asking me why we're up there, a couple of the radio stations. I said, well, I can't tell you. Well, one of the reasons was we actually toured the Fargo Dome. We looked at it, and I can tell you about it. We took a close look at how it was designed, the intimacy of it, and what things you would improve on it. This is a 12,000-seat enclosed arena, capable of doing up to 18,000-seat in concert configuration. That's their practice facility for the Cowboys. High schools get to use it. It's a high school stadium. How cool is that, having that size of a stadium enclosed, only one in Texas? And there's also two outdoor fields, one turf, one grass, for the Cowboys to also practice on. So it's indoor, outdoor, but it's also a destination. There's going to be a lot of retail, a lot of restaurants. It's a mixed-use project and a very significant one.
So Jerry Jones's office is going to be in Frisco. How about that?
Yes, sir, right down the street.
You like that?
Yes.
And you mentioned all the other teams that base out of there. Of course, Dallas Stars do their practice facility right there. Do a lot of the players end up staying living around town?
Yeah, a lot of the players live here, including Cowboys also live here. It's a dynamic community. You know, I mentioned a third of our population is below 17. 10% below the age of 5. We have 20,000 kids below the age of 5.
Wow.
This school year we'll open 5 more schools, which is not abnormal. We opened a new high school this school year. We have 3 more under construction. We'll have a new high school open every year for the next 3 years.
So North Dakota and Texas have a lot of things in common. Fast growing.
Fast growing, low unemployment, yeah. Great companies. And
lots of oil.
Yeah, lots of oil.
Lots of good people. You know, the whole deal.
I'll tell you, it's been great building that relationship. When I went and visited up there, it felt like home. Felt like home. It was a great place to be.
That was really neat of you to come up and be part of the coin flip. And the crowd loved it. You know, because it was a good reminder of the goal
of getting back down here.
Exactly.
And they met it.
And all those previous championships and everything else, and they are back. So have you been, like, every weekend checking the box scores?
I watched most of your games this year. So, yes, I've kept up with it. And it's been some nail-biters in there, of course. But other than that, you all played Bison football like you usually do.
You know what's neat, and obviously it helps because this is the fourth time down here, so you kind of get a bond. I mean, I walked into the hotel here, and people say, hey, good to see you again. I mean, they're very nice. Remember you from last year and everything else. But the community really seems to embrace this. I mean, your bars, your restaurants, your hotels, I mean, they got the green and gold stuff up. You really have a very welcoming, presence for all the Bison fans. There's a bond there, isn't
there? Yeah, yes, and it's been growing. You know, the community had to learn how to do this. And I'll be, you know, frank with you, the Bison had a lot to do with it. You know, the first year, I'm sure some of the businesses were saying, oh, hum, what is this? And all of a sudden, the Bison herd show up, and it's like, oh, well, there's a lot of people here. And they're spending money, and they're eating the restaurants, and they're having a great time. So you all taught the communities how I've never seen anything like the organization you all have, the alumni organization, the fans coming down, the excitement, the passion. It's helped create the atmosphere for us also.
Now, it's 30 or 40 degrees warmer than it is back home, but it's still a little
cool. It's still cold.
Is this cold for Texas?
This is cold for Texas. You know, this game is later in the year than previous years. You know, the first 2 years we held this 65, 70-degree weather on game day, and the following Monday so that was on Saturday. 2 days later, we had snow on the ground. So, unfortunately, this game is a little later in the year this year. We're paying the price. But, you know, it could be other years, it could be 70 degrees. It's hit or miss down here. So,
well, Mayor, good to see you. Thanks for all the great hospitality for North Dakotans. It's fun to watch. And you do a good job hosting the fans and the team and all the fun. And it's fun to watch.
We have a great time with it.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Mayor Masso of Frisco, Texas. Who, of course, started the Bison season by, throwing out or flipping the coin at the very opening game, hoping that the Bison faith will be back here. And by golly, they're back here. So that's pretty darn cool, and we appreciate that very much. Hey, tell us what's on your mind today on the program. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I'm on a quest to find somebody who's actually behind the wheel, still one of those latecomers that making their way down here to Frisco, Texas. If you download the Bison Tracker app, you actually can follow folks, and there are people. I checked it out; it's pretty fun because it actually starts on Wednesday, and you can see people as they descend down. And of those on the app, the majority are down here in Texas, but I know there's some folks back home still doing it. So let us know how the road trip is going at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and we'd love to hear from you. You can also, by the way, email your comments and questions. And a couple of Facebook questions we have going. One is the most iconic restaurant in North Dakota, and a little bit of a battle because Red Pepper made the list as number one in North Dakota, made this list of the 51, actually, because they include D.C. and the thrilllist.com, so you can weigh in on that. That prompted another little side question of where the best burger is. And then yesterday, I get to Toyota Stadium. I take a picture. I put it up on my Facebook page and say, where am I? And the trash talking between UND fans and NDSU fans begins. And that prompted me to pose a question I've asked before. You know, this is a great thing for North Dakota. And if you're a UND fan through and through, and I am, green and white all the way, I still look at what's happening with NDSU coming down here and say, this is fantastic, but it's great for our state. UND fans can recognize that, right, and have respect for what NDSU has built. Yes? No? Tell me. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Back with more. First International Bank and Trust Studios, Frisco, Texas. Coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The What's on Your Mind Go Bison Studios coming to you live and direct from Frisco, Texas, in part thanks to the support of our friends at Jason's Superfoods in Newtown, at Tracy's Market in Manic, Mulhall, Pheasant, and Leeds. They are your family's grocery store. And I'll tell you what, Jason Tracy and his team do a fantastic job. Your local grocery store, your family's supermarket, serving generations of families in great communities like a Pheasant, a Mulhall, Leeds, a Manic, and of course that Newtown store. Jason Superfoods is open right now in Newtown, but they are building a store of all stores that later in 2015 will open. They'll cut the ribbon and you will be absolutely amazed. Looking forward to that brand new Jason Superfoods in Newtown. That's going to be fantastic. But you know already, for folks that are customers of Jason Superfoods in Newtown, Tracy's Market in Manic, Mall, Pheasant, and Leeds have been for years, what a great community partner they are. Stop and see them. Jason Superfoods, Newtown, Tracy's Market, Manic, Mall, Pheasant, and Leeds, your family's grocery store, bringing you our live broadcast from the Go Bison Radio Studios, live in Frisco, Texas. For over 80 years, the men and women of Allied Energy have been proud to serve you. Neighbors, friends, and partners. Whether your needs are primarily provided through Allied Energy for premium fuels and lubricating products or the best stores and name brands in the marketplace, Allied Agronomy for the best in technology and customer-focused service, giving you the competitive edge for the best yields, or Allied Grain with more tools and pricing options for maximum profitability. Allied Energy is there with the best technology to help their customers run their businesses with the greatest effectiveness and efficiency. They're in Edgeley. They're in Culm. Allied Energy provides the complete package for servicing their area's producers and timely on-site delivery services to help keep your home or your business running comfortably so you can focus on doing what you do best, growing your business. Allied Energy. Energy, agronomy, and grain. Locally owned and operated with over 80 years of service. Striving to be the best of who they are and what they do for you. Allied Energy. Culm and Edgeley. Proudly supporting the Bison.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Green and gold, definitely the dominant color in the lobby here of the Dallas Plano Marriott at Legacy Town Square. Frisco broadcast today, counting down to the big game tomorrow, less than 24 hours. Well, not quite. Yeah, noon kickoff tomorrow, as a matter of fact. We're live in Frisco, Texas, though, talking Bison football. Anything else on your mind, give us a ring at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Dan's on the road. You making your way to Frisco, or are you just on the road working for a living today, Dan, listening to the program?
I'm hauling a load of weed over here to Carrington, to Dakota's Road.
How are the roads on the way to Carrington?
They're beautiful. They're dry. It's a gorgeous day in North Dakota.
Fantastic. Well, careful hauling that wheat, and what's on your mind today?
I just want to bring to everyone's attention, if you haven't heard, about the young lady in Connecticut who has cancer. And she's 17, and she doesn't want to take chemotherapy, and her parents support her in that decision. And the audacity of the state of Connecticut to basically arrest this woman, lock her in a hotel or in a hospital room, and force her to take chemo. You know, our Creator gave us this, our bodies, that and our parents. It's our inalienable right. No one has the right to tell you what you should and should not put in your body. That is a personal decision. And these parents' constitutional rights are being stomped on. The young lady's constitutional rights are being stomped on. And it's just sickening.
It's an amazing story. I mean, if folks haven't followed this, Connecticut Supreme Court upheld a ruling that this 17-year-old cancer patient cannot refuse chemotherapy for Hodgkin's lymphoma. The state argued the teen lacked competency, extended to maturity, and that they did not believe she understood the severity of her prognosis. Her mother and her mother's lawyer said they expect to go back to court. By the way, she ran away after two treatments in November, and with the support of her mother, refused anymore when she returned. The hospital reported the mom to the Department of Children and Families, so they took custody of the girl, and her mother was ordered to cooperate with the medical care under the supervision of the agency. This is unbelievable.
It is unbelievable, and the American people need to stand up. The people of Connecticut need to stand up. There is just no way that they should be allowed to do this. Those parents have rights. You know, it's just, they're walking all over our Constitution. And my prayers are with those, the family and that young lady. And the judge should be put in jail. The doctors and the people who are responsible, as far as I'm concerned, all should be put in jail. God bless America, and we need to stand up. Our voices must be heard. If not, we're going to lose our Constitution completely. Thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Dan. There's not a lot of coverage on this issue, which surprises me. I mean, I'd heard about it and concerned about it, too, but it doesn't. Of course, you have the situation in Paris, which is, dominating a lot of the international headlines, but I'm surprised the story hasn't gotten more attention. Appreciate the call. Let's see who's next here. Monty Bismarck, you're up at What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Monty. Are you there, Monty? I can't hear you, my man. He's up, but we don't hear him. Yeah, okay, 800.
Monty Python, maybe?
There's Monty.
Now
we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. I was watching C-SPAN this morning, and every one of our representatives, you know, they get up and they say they didn't take an oath to whatever for the country or the people, but they took an oath to uphold the Constitution. So when it comes to these taxes, property tax, our income tax, they all fall it's the corporations that are supposed to be paying these taxes, not the people. The Constitution states at least four times there'll be no direct tax on the people. So your property tax comes to you as real estate. So it states right on the front, real estate. Real estate is a corporate term. Our private property cannot fall under the guidelines of the real estate.
So, Monty, what's your plan? What do you do about it?
I saw a thing on We the People Foundation. If more people would get on that and understand what the Constitution actually says, we could probably turn some of this stuff around. I know, you know, their main, when they put government was designed for one sole purpose, to protect the individual's rights. That's come around 180 degrees.
All right, Monty, appreciate the call. Property taxes are on everyone's mind. You're obviously taking it on head on in a different way, but appreciate the call very much. 800-228-0550, the First International Bank and Trust Studios, coming to you live and direct from Frisco, Texas. A little frigid Frisco, I might add. A little bit chilly, and but that has not prevented any of the Bison faithful from being out there having a good time, getting ready to take it all in. As a matter of fact, countdown to game time on. We're going to chat coming up in the next hour with Phil Hansen. Also, Senator John Hoban on the Keystone XL Pipeline and his bet on the game with his colleague from Illinois. Still going to hear from Carson Wentz and Ashley Thornton, a couple of Bismarck products on the Bison team. Stay tuned. All that and more coming up live from Texas today on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Here's a word from our Go Bison sponsor, the First International Bank and Trust, bringing you the studios live from Frisco, Texas today. You know, the heritage of First International Bank is really something when you think about it. They've been doing this since 1910, delivering on that mission of helping dreams come true, one customer at a time, banking locally, responsibly, just as they always have. They continue to make that a priority, support individuals and communities where they live and work. With 22 locations, 16 in North Dakota, 3 in Minnesota, 3 in Arizona. We're talking about local lenders, personal bankers, trusted investment representatives, mortgage officers, insurance agents. And coming in 2015, an exciting year for First International Bank and Trust, a new location in Minot at North Hill. And look for another location in the home state of North Dakota for breaking ground as well. Continually looking for new products and services to offer you their wonderful customers. Whether you need personal, business, or farm credit, the local lenders will provide personal, professional attention and walk you through all types of loans available to help you choose the best fit. And Go Bison from First International Bank and Trust.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.